Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Score! Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on The Score.
So if you're the Bears, how do you approach it? If you beat the Lions, you're the 2 seed.
We're playing to win this week.
Which means you get the Packers at Soldier Field.
You get to be at home against everyone except San Francisco.
But it's
theoretically.
But it's assuredly the Packers.
Yeah, you're getting the Packers if you're the 2 seed.
Green Bay Packers. Too much cheese for me. I'm lactose and intolerant.
I mean, you got to try and play and win and get the Packers again, don't you?
I just look at it. It's pretty simple to me. You're trying to stay at home as long as possible.
I'm home. Home is safe. Home is safe.
And winning the game allows you to stay home with the only place that you have to go is a nice place. Like one that's not going to, like from a weather standpoint, that's the only place you have to go is there.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to go back to Philly to win another game, anything like that.
Right. If they were blind resumes, you would go, I want to play that team. But it's the Packers, so to say that feels like it evokes like a curse. You know what I mean?
To
like,
say
like,
you want the Packers.
Yes, it's like you're inviting the vampire into the house by saying that you want the Packers in a playoff game.
It hurts. Yes. Good. It will hurt more. Where am I? You don't remember everything you've done for 100 years. In a moment, you will. They will haunt you.
It just reminded me of the game that Spice Adams brought up when he was on this show a few weeks ago, when they let them in, when Lovey and the Bears did not beat the Packers in the final week of the regular season. What was that, 2010? And the Packers made the playoffs and then ended up beating the Bears in the NFC Championship game.
I unzip me. It's all coming back. It's all coming back. I hate you. It's all coming back. You understand? I don't like it. I don't like to think about it.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
We appreciate you hanging out with us tonight here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. It's nice. The sun didn't quite go down at 4:30.
Well, that's right, because we've gone over the hump. We have passed the longest or the shortest day.
Yes, but we're getting most of the sunlight in the morning now. Kevin Jeans does a really good job on his Instagram of explaining all this stuff. But yes, it was nice to look out and be like, oh, there's the sun for like a half a second.
Man, no sun, it does something to a person.
I know.
It really does. And my wife is that person.
I'm also, your partner is one of those people too.
Well, how do you know that's not who I was referring to? My wife or my radio partner. No, so both of us.
Wow.
Both my wife and my radio partner have issues with that. The sun needs to come back at some point.
Yeah. People are like, why do you keep going out west? There's a reason.
That's why.
Yeah.
My work
one
wife.
Of them. One of them.
Yeah. That's one of them. Yeah, no,
there are multiple.
There are other reasons.
By the way, I didn't say this when we had Matt Bowen on, but the segment with Matt Bowen is brought to you by McGrath, Acura, and Westmont. When you do the math, you'll choose McGrath.
Look, are you a local business owner or employee? Before we get into the sexy football, would you like to have your commercial air during Super Bowl 60 right here on The Score. Here is your chance. We are bringing back the Score Big for Your Business contest.
I love this contest.
Me too. It's really cool, and it's had great results the past couple years. You can enter to win a 30-second Super Bowl commercial on The Score's broadcast of Super Bowl 60 from Westwood One. Massive listenership, obviously, during the Super Bowl. And we chat about you before and after, too. And new this year, you can win a live broadcast for your brand. So what? Log on to 670thescore.com/contests to enter now and learn more details. Deadline to enter is January 18th. I'll give you the website again. If you own a local business or you have a local business, 670thescore.com/contests. Score Big for Your Business is sponsored by People's Bank, where better banking keeps moving forward. Member FDIC.
Thanks to People's Bank. This is one of my favorite things that we do as a radio station because it actually helps out. And here's the added bonus. Over the last 2 years, when we were talking about this, there was no chance that the Chicago team would play in that game. This year, there's a chance that that would happen. And if that were to be the case, we have the Westwood One call of that game.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
Which means that you would be listening to it here on The Score. So if you were ever wondering on what the highest rated day to, as it stands right now, the highest rated day on The Score this year was game 5 of the Cubs.
Of the Cubs and the Brewers.
Uh-huh.
I was there. It did not end well.
It did not end well. I would tell you that if the Chicago team makes it to that game and that game is broadcast here on The Score,
mm-hmm,
that would be the highest rated day.
Why could the Bears make that game? Why could the Bears potentially be in that game? What would be the biggest reason?
The impact that Ben Johnson has had on this franchise has been immense. And what's cool about it is as we're watching all of these things play out last week, Spiegs, where you're watching this incredible offensive game with two of the best guys in the league, this season has been a journey, I think, for Bears fans where you aren't looking over at the other sideline going, man, I wish we had one of those. You have one of those.
Yes, we do.
You've got the coach where other teams are looking around going, man, what if our quarterback had Ben Johnson? What if our franchise had Ben Johnson? And know that in the hiring cycle, there were at least two teams that were out with their love for Ben Johnson, the Raiders and the Cowboys. And he chose this one. He chose to be the guy that's in charge of the Bears. And now when you're watching Bears games, you're looking at a guy that's out here making calls and scheming things up and scheming guys open and has such a great sense of offensive football,
mm-hmm,
that you never feel like you're at a deficit. You're not coveting. Like, that's where Bears fans are at now with a coach. You don't have to covet the other team's coach. You don't have to look up in Green Bay and go, man, that LaFleur guy, he seems to really understand the game. You don't have to, even with Shanahan last week,
yeah,
you can go, our guys is good. Is that guy with Dan Campbell. Man, I wish we had a coach that was tough. You have one.
That's the part we didn't know. That's the part we didn't know until we started hearing some stuff, and then we started listening to him, and then we started seeing the evidence. Could he be a tough-minded football leader in addition to the offensive brain? And he is that. Right? He's that too.
He's all of those things. And it's just, I love it because it's so different. That's why I asked Hogue that question yesterday. Having been someone who covered the team for 15 years, so my time covering the team overlaps with Hogue, right? To go from that desert of, well, maybe this coach will be the coach that does it. And look, there's still a lot of stuff that we have to find out about Ben Johnson. But I think that the place that the Bears are in and not to I don't want to dog Matt Nagy out, and we're going to talk about him in the next segment, by the way.
But we need to compare this year to 2018.
Yes.
We have to.
And I would tell you that there feels like there's more confidence in what Ben Johnson is doing right now than even with a team that was 12-4.
Yeah.
And really good under Matt Nagy, there were limitations. You looked at the quarterback, and you're like, okay, like I could see how it might work. But there wasn't anything outside of the Tampa Bay game that was convincing. It's so funny because when Big Ant was in here, we were talking about that season, and I remember vividly, week 12, Big Ant and I were talking in the hallway or something. And he's like, something's not right. And I said, you know, I've been feeling the same way about the Bears. And then as the season went on, it got more and more telling, like, what was wrong with them. As this season's gone on, you walk away more and more confident on what's happening. Like, it was almost like the 18 team, like, reached a summit and were then just, like, hanging on to that summit. And then the double doink happens, and it just feels terrible. With this team, it feels like, hey, like, are they all right?
I think I know why. I think I know why that is. Because for any like offensive genius, there's a system that they come with, right? But then they need to adjust and they need to flip what they do and change and mold what they do to the personnel and maybe week to week in the game plan. They need to be flexible and show you an ability to adjust. Matt Nagy didn't have that. He came in with one thing, and he's only ever coached in one thing, which is Andy Reid's system. That's all he ever had. And he didn't have a pivot. His pivot was to give up play calling.
Twice.
His pivot was to tell Bill Lazor to do some stuff. It's funny, Ben Johnson referenced Bill Lazor a couple weeks ago because he was working with him in Miami when they took what Mike Martz did and molded that into part of what they were doing. But even that reference and the way he talked about that shows you what you've now come to learn and believe in Ben Johnson. He can coach a bunch of different styles. He can adjust what he does to fit the scheme, the personnel, and the opponents. And folks, we've already seen him do that this year.
Yep.
We saw a massive pivot in week 5 when he said, all right, we need to commit to the running game. We figured out what's something we can do, and let's go ahead and do that.
Want to win a fist fight?
Yeah.
I can do that too.
All right, I think we're best equipped to win a fist fight instead of asking my quarterback just to save us as if he were Pat Mahomes or as if he were Jared Goff. He's not. Maybe someday he will be, but he's not now. Let's do something else. And he did it. And he's shown us week to week different stuff in the game plan and putting stuff in and the volume of different looks. Matt Nagy never showed us that. We've seen more in 1 year from Ben Johnson in this way than we saw in Matt Nagy's entire 5 years as a Bears coach.
You brought up Mike Martz. While you were out, we had Mike Martz on. He also said that he could have done better by Jay, by the way, in that conversation that we ended up having with him. But he gushed about the job that Ben Johnson is doing, specifically when it comes to bringing the quarterback along.
I was passing the torch from Don Coryell, Ernie Zampezi, Norv Turner, you know, and all those guys in the digit system in terms of getting the ball out quick into holes and, you know, making the quarterbacks read simpler instead of keen defenders. You're looking where you want to throw it and get off it if there's color. You know, I see that in what Ben's doing. You know, the ball comes out so much faster. He's very decisive, and that was not Caleb in the past. He wanted to run around with it a little bit and make throws, and the transition that he's made, he's not there yet, but he's on his way, and it's fun. The precision of what he does in the passing game, I guess, is the biggest part that I grab a hold of and like and feel like the torch is being passed through. You know, I don't claim to be anywhere near Ben Johnson. I think he's exceptional. I think time will tell. He could end up being as good as there is, but I just can't speak highly enough of him and what he's done there.
How about that? That was a wonderful interview you guys did.
Thanks.
With Mike Martz. I mean, he's been great every time that we've had a chance to talk to him, so I'm not surprised.
We also had to break the news to him that the Bears were thinking about moving to Indiana.
Yeah, that was
that was bizarre.
It's rude of Kevin Warren to slide that in to the Mike Martz conversation.
It was very strange. Hmm. But Mike was ready because he worked with Kevin Warren.
Mm-hmm.
So he had thoughts on it. And he was like, yeah, I can't really see the Bears being in Indiana, though.
Here's the thing about, like, a great offensive mind and play caller who can build something that's lasting. You will have to end up doing it with different quarterbacks. You really want to show that you can do it, and you'll have to do it with different quarterbacks and show that you can do it with slightly different styles. I always think of Joe Gibbs, who was an offensive genius of the run game. And Wani brings up Joe Gibbs all the time. We'll talk to Wani tomorrow. When talking about Ben Johnson and some of the counter plays and stuff that they run, he drew one up. He drew up a Joe Gibbs play. Joe Gibbs made Super Bowls with Mark Rippon, Joe Theismann, Jay Schrader, and Doug Williams. You know? Like, Andy Reid has made playoffs, has made it deep in the playoffs, if not Super Bowls, with Donovan McNabb and Alex Smith.
And Patrick Mahomes.
And Patrick Mahomes and Jeff Garcia.
Jeff Garcia.
And Kevin Cobb and Mike Vick. You know? Like,
those are very different quarterbacks.
Stone. Bill Walsh. Bill Walsh.
Steve
not
Young,
Steve Walsh.
Joe Montana.
Bill Walsh. With Steve Young and then Joe Montana, or Joe Montana, then Steve Young, different quarterbacks.
Completely.
But found a way to make that stuff work. Like, you want to be a great one, you're going to have to mold and change. And I believe that Ben, and look at Kyle Shanahan, look at McVay. McVay has made it to the Super Bowl with Jared Goff, and he won one with Matthew Stafford. You know, they're different dudes. Look at Kyle Shanahan, made it to a Super Bowl with
Matt Ryan.
With Matt Ryan down in Atlanta, but even in San Francisco, right? With what's his name from with Jimmy Garoppolo. He made a Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, it's unbelievable to think about what he's done. He's made it work with Brock Purdy, a Mr. Irrelevant. He made it work with they won games with Mac Jones this year.
And people were like, get Mac Jones more opportunities. Then Brock Purdy came back and they're like, nah, sorry about that.
The great offensive minds who are head coaches supersede the talent.
McCorkle.
I mean, Mike Holmgren did a lot with Brett Favre. But then he went to Seattle and did pretty damn well with Matt Hasselbeck. You know, it's crazy. You can be very special, but you got to show that you can do it with different kinds of quarterbacks. And I think Ben has shown you, man, Caleb Williams is a very different quarterback than Jared Goff. And we know it. And here we are.
And look at what he's done. When we come back, we want to hip you to something that you should definitely take the time to read. In fact, maybe you should take the time to read it during the break. Dan Pompey's piece on Matt Nagy is really interesting on a lot of different levels and a human level, and that reached my partner, Matt Spiegel.
So if you don't want to read it, we'll take care of it for you because we've read it.
For sure. But we also, you know, Dan's one of our guys.
Without
a doubt. Please go read the piece and support The Athletic and in all of their endeavors.
For sure. But we've also distilled some of the things that Matt Nagy says he would do differently.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I always wondered about this from the approach of the walkabout, and it looks like he did it, but we'll explain. And we're going to give Matt Nagy a lot of credit, and we're going to walk you through some of this. So don't go anywhere. It's next on The Score.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday bath?
Yeah.
Oh, the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Afternoons on the Score.
It's important to have a good relationship with guys and let them trust you, but you gotta be able to sustain that. And so as a head coach, for me, that was my biggest thing that I really look back on now. I'm like, damn, I wish I would have done a better job there. And you know, you learn from it. You learn from those mistakes.
That was Matt Nagy on the New Heights podcast with the Kelce brothers. Entertaining, as always. I enjoy that podcast quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, it's really good. My wife loves Jason's wife's podcast.
She's, I think, the best broadcaster out of the family.
She's really good.
Her pods are amazing and hilarious.
It's just not fair. It's not fair. There's too much talent.
A lot of talent.
In that family.
A lot of money.
Matt Nagy was the Bears head coach in 2018, 19, 20, and 21. And he had a great start and then a real awkward, ugly finish. It was hard to watch him at the podium for a few years. He has now gone back, immediately went back to Kansas City as the senior assistant and quarterbacks coach. He's been the offensive coordinator the last 3 years.
Stop there for a second.
Happy to.
I always thought that it would have been a good idea for Matt Nagy to do a walkabout.
I remember you did.
And I was wondering if he would take a year and then figure out. But I guess when you have the opportunity to go back to a place where you're comfortable and work with the best quarterback in the game, for a coach that really wants to kind of grab you and hug you and give you another opportunity, you got to take that chance, right?
They have a lovely relationship. Dan Pompey, our friend, does a tremendous job detailing their relationship. I think it's four times a week. One of them will go to the other's office and just wait for them, and then they'll go and have dinner.
They'll have dinner in the cafeteria, and if the Chiefs won the week previous,
yes,
they have dessert.
Every night they have dessert.
Which Andy is in on 100%.
Yeah, but he said he has to have a smaller main course so he can leave room for dessert.
Smart man.
Oh, I mean, it's clearly a lovely relationship. And Andy still thinks that Matt will be a great head coach.
And he'll probably get an opportunity. He'll definitely get interviewed this cycle.
Mike Borgonzi, the former Kansas City front office guy, is now the boss in Tennessee. And Diana Rossini has reported that Matt Nagy is one of the favorites to get that job, which is open, after Tommy Callahan. I believe it was Tommy.
It wasn't Tommy Callahan. He was selling brake pads.
Which Callahan was it?
Brian?
I don't know, but he was a fat guy and little coat.
That's Tommy.
That's who it was. It was Tommy Callahan.
He was not coaching the Titans.
You can't tell me he wasn't.
I will say to
you can't tell me he wasn't.
To Matt Nagy, don't know if you want to walk into a situation where there's already a quarterback again.
Oh, yeah. You've been there, done that, haven't you? Where you got to make that work and make that fit. You're right. And you're going to go in trying to do your thing, which is, of course, going to be the Andy Reid thing
which
again.
Which might not be the thing of the guy that's already there.
Oh,
and then
God. Did you guys like Trubisky? Oh, yeah, we did. We did. Remember that whole? Oh, God, I'm just sort of tired. Anyway.
We had consensus.
Oh, God, a Toyota Camry. So, look, Dan did a tremendous job getting a lot of access with Matt and a lot of input. And he finishes it up by telling you this, quote, Matt Nagy knows now that if he becomes a head coach, he will do some things differently. Here's what Matt Nagy would do differently. Okay?
Okay.
I want you, the listener, and you, Lawrence Holmes, to tell me if you'd give Matt Nagy another chance. Number one, he will try to hire an assistant who will tell him when he's off course, like he does with Andy Reid. He didn't have that in Chicago. Is that the job that you want?
Yes.
You think you'd be the assistant to Matt Nagy and tell him when he's off course?
I would take it.
Okay.
But that's not the post-radio job in this piece that I'm interested in.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. We'll get to that after. So he'd hire an assistant who'll tell him when he's off course. I mean, that's you got to have people to tell you when you're wrong. You got to.
Correct.
And it takes some humility to do that.
And it takes like the right person to explain to you how and why you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be willing to listen in some of those spaces.
But it's a balance because he says he also knows he will be true to his convictions and not be swayed too much by too many. There's some details in this piece about how he took suggestions from everybody.
Okay. So let me just say that that has been the previous two Bears head coaches. And the example that I was given when I was up at Halas Hall for training camp from some people up there was, you know how guys got to just kind of do what they wanted last year under mm-hmm. Eberflus and mm-hmm. guys were staying home for training camp? One of the first things that Ben did when he walked in the door was like, yeah, everyone's in the hotel. We're not playing that game. Everyone's in this together.
Yeah, and Matt apparently took suggestions on schedule, on all kinds of different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he won't do that. His focus will be on leading. He won't be a play caller.
Okay.
That.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe you. Yeah, that. I
think it'll be too difficult for him to not do it because you feel like you have something to prove. When even now, he's not actually calling plays in Kansas City. He kind of is occasionally.
This is a big red flag for me.
Okay.
Because that's kind of the whole allure of the profile of the offensive guy, you know, is that he can be your play caller and you don't miss a beat when your offensive coordinator gets hired away.
I checked and Hungary does have red in its flag because I know that's a big thing for you.
Yeah. I'm going to leave the Hungarians alone for this segment.
Please
do. It's the one time that I will. But I guess he maybe knows he's not qualified. I don't know. All right. He had some more that Matt Nagy would do differently. In a game of wild emotional swings, he says that Andy Reid is consistent. Matt will always be passionate, but if there is a next time around, he intends to have a more controlled demeanor like Reid. I didn't think that he was wild and off the cuff.
No, I didn't think so.
Publicly, at least.
I think there were a couple of moments where he would get frustrated, but I never thought that was a real issue, but maybe he thought like in the build, maybe that's one of those
maybe
things
in building,
where it's in the building.
Thought it was a little more volatile, wanted to be more level. I can relate to that. We could all, like a lot of this is wonderful and thoughtful.
And reflective.
Absolutely, and I respect the man.
I give credit for that.
100%. The culture he hopes to foster will encourage players to feel loose and free in their assignments and not be sabotaged by details, as he now knows his Bears sometimes became. That's layered and would need further dissection.
I would need some follow-up there because the details are what's been making this offense under Ben really great.
Reid believes Nagy will be an excellent coach. He thought he would be in 2018. And he thinks he'll be an even better one if he leaves now. What I saw in 2018 was a coach of the year, and that's what I still see. There's a coach of the year in there. For that coach to reemerge, Matt Nagy knows he will need to adhere to his son Braden's advice, which he followed well in 2018. Matt Nagy closes by saying, "What I've learned is be you all 4 years, not just one." So Matt thinks he was himself that first year and then lost himself the 3 years after.
Okay. Okay. First, I appreciate him trying to find the whys, right? Another Matt Nagy-ism.
The new city why, the old Irving Park why.
Southside why,
yes,
right there on 63rd and Stoney.
It's a great one.
Go there.
He always was looking for the whys.
I mean, we could have just written him a list. That's on us, honestly, Speaks. You know, me and Dan, you and Danny could have just... We just could have written him a list,
yeah,
or send him a link.
Then he could have just stopped doing that.
Be like, look, here they are. You found them. And now you can go to them and work out if that's what you want.
Yeah.
I appreciate him trying to figure out what went wrong. And sometimes, like, I know that I am someone that in a lot of different facets of my life, I spend probably too much time wondering what went wrong. Mm. And some of that stuff you're not going to be able to correct no matter what. It happened in a space and time, and that's it. And I love him trying to look at it on how do I get better. The reason why I wanted him to take the walkabout, and I'm sure this is better. You want a ring and all that stuff. But the reason I wanted him to do the walkabout is that I wanted him to diversify. I wanted him to leave the nest of the Andy Reid system.
Yeah, he hasn't done that.
And what Patrick Mahomes, the marriage that Andy Reid has had between West Coast and Air Raid with Patrick Mahomes as his quarterback, and go see some other stuff. But when you're off of that, I can't be mad at him for turning down the opportunity to be in a place where, just from a human standpoint, he felt better. That sometimes you do need to go home a little bit and just to try and feel better and figure all of this stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like he needed to diversify his profile as an offensive coach. It's interesting that he is now envisioning himself as a leader of men versus an offensive guru. This is another guy who played quarterback and played pretty well at Delaware and in yes. the Arena League. And he's seeing it more as, all right, I now understand how to delegate.
Sure.
Instead of running the thing that I want to run.
I get it. I get it theoretically, but I would not hire Matt Nagy again, and I feel a little bad for saying it, having now read the self-reflection and the thoughtful stuff, and I wish him well. Thought he was a nice guy. I think he's an interesting guy.
All right, Terrence Trent D'Arby.
So here's the thing. He has not diversified the offensive portfolio. We just last segment talked about how much we've seen already from Ben Johnson in terms of the different kinds of things that he can do. You know, you got to be flexible. And what you need to do is bring in people on your staff that can help you be flexible. Look at Ben Johnson's staff. Look at the many different offensive styles that are represented by the people that he hired. Okay? Declan Doyle comes from Sean Payton's system. Okay, so he brings that mindset here. He can talk about those plays.
Eric Bieniemy is the Andy Reid tree.
Yeah, so he can talk about those plays from a running perspective. You know, Press Taylor is like his brother Zach Taylor, you know, in Cincinnati, kind of out of that with the Shanahan and McVay stuff a bit. You know, I mean, Randall L. is his own guy, but JT Barrett has the Ohio State stuff in him. Like, there's a wide array of different styles under Ben.
Yes.
And when you hear Ben talk about offense, as he did in the Mike Martz cut, when he talked about Mike Martz from a couple weeks ago and we played it, and he said, everybody these days is a collection of plays from across many styles.
Yes.
And that's what the league is now. Nobody is just a straight disciple. And I believe that Matt Nagy, offensively, schematically, is still just a straight disciple of Andy Reid. I don't think that works unless you're Andy Reid.
Or you have Patrick Mahomes.
It works best when you got both.
Yeah, when you have both,
you're
pretty much unstoppable.
Probably going to win some titles.
Yeah.
But Andy Reid has done it with different people.
He has.
Because he's Andy Reid. But unless you're him, I think you got some troubles.
Yeah. Well, I do appreciate him kind of coming out of hiding a little bit and being more visible and trying to put himself in a position to get a job. And Andy Reid is, again, because he's been like this with both Nagy and Bieniemy. He's felt like both of those guys should be head coaches, yeah, and he said so publicly.
He's like that. He's been like that with just about all his guys. He was like that with Doug Peterson.
Yep.
You know, he very much wants to help his guys, you know, get there. And I appreciate that. I would worry that there's not enough diversity in the portfolio.
I worry about that too.
And then you brought up the very interesting thing. If he goes to Tennessee, where unfortunately the late Tommy Callahan could not produce success, you'd think that he and his assistant coach, David Spade, would have been able to get some stuff done, you know? But that Bo Derek got in the way, and yep. She kind of distracted him. Rob Lowe had it out for him.
Yeah, it's true.
We all should have known that and seen that coming. But anyway, him with a second-year quarterback again is a little scary.
Don't know if I like it. Don't like it. Don't like it.
As a texter says, Matt Nagy, too hard-headed. That's right. It's because he's Hungarian.
Which I think is unfair. So we never got to the job that I want.
What's the job? Oh, the Laura Oakman job?
I want the Laura Oakman job.
Oh, the Laura Oakman job. It's quite something.
So Laura Oakman, who had a really, really strong career as a sideline reporter, as a features reporter for Fox for a long time, she retired last year. She's been doing all sorts of stuff. Like, she's been working on getting more women involved in sports with her Galvanized program. And now she actually kind of did a dossier on Matt for Matt.
She is coaching coaches. She coaches coaches who are interested in self-improvement. Laura Oakman has a project that she calls Blind Spots. She interviewed nearly 50 people who had worked with Matt Nagy, asking about his blind spots. She presented their assessments to him in a 45-page report without attribution. As difficult as it was for him to take in, he found it enlightening. So writes Dan Pompey in The Athletic. Kudos to Matt Nagy for being willing to do it. And that's Laura using all of her relationships as a reporter and all of her research skills to put that together.
That would be a lot of fun.
Can you imagine reading that? If all my former partners and former producers, boy, that's a big list. If all of them, like Lawrence, if you were asked, Danny, Manley.
We have a support group every week.
McNeil, all those people forgot to say what Spiegel's blind spots are.
Fishman.
Oh man, you're going back that far? I got troubles. I got real troubles. Then I had to sit and read that 45-page report without attribution. I know who said this. I know it was Goff who said this.
Yeah, that would be the hard part, right? Where you're like, that's very specific.
That is very specific.
I remember that time in my life, and I know exactly who I was sitting next to.
He was constantly awarding me the sensitivity trophy when he's the one who was winning it on the daily. All right, I know who that is. Fine.
For some reason, this guy says I don't have enough Lissagors. I wonder who that is.
This guy says I badmouthed the Ford F-150 too much. Wonder who that was. I'm having a hard time figuring that out.
Someone here said he'll never work at Fox Sports 1. I wonder who that is.
He kept ripping Syracuse and Kansas City and Wilmette. I got a list. This guy looked down on long snappers. I wonder who that was.
You get the crack back in there. I hate it when we talk baseball, and it's from Nico.
Yeah, like what are you doing, man? Come on. So anyway,
it takes a lot of strength to be able to do that level of
respect, that level of self reflection,
that deep dive where you're like, oh. Oh, that, I didn't know that person felt that way about me. That's too bad.
Now I know.
That's too bad.
That's unfortunate for all concerned.
Yep. And then you got to change your ways.
Maybe.
All right. When we come back, Pewterball, you got something for us in the next segment?
Yes, I do.
What is it? Tyler's Choice?
Tyler's Choice.
Oh, that's
exciting. That's next here on The Score.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We're going to do that show this year, yes. The Spiegel guy.
Spiegel guy.
Lawrence, don't call me Larry.
Afternoons on the Score.
It's true. All right, Tyler, since we're in the one Tyler formation, we are also in a two cheese grater hat formation.
Yeah, dude. Mitch got out in front before the Bears-Packers potential third matchup, and he got a big pile of cheese grater hats from the foampartyhats.com people. Handmade in the USA. And, yeah, I got to bring one home. I think my son will enjoy
Great. The
cheese grater hat.
I feel like the grater has done an outstanding job co-hosting the show today.
He really has.
He's been a really good partner. Yeah. They'll probably say nice things to you in the piece that Dan Pompey writes about your radio career. I thought he was a nice guy.
He set me up with the microphone right there.
Comfortable chair.
Chair was high. He kept the laptop open. I can't read, but it was good. I could see it if need be.
By the way, we're live and local after our show is done. Sammy P is going to be here from 6 until 9.
Yeah, I loved seeing Sammy P in the hallways. Sammy Paniadovich.
He's hyped up.
He's hyped up. He's ready to go. He's got a good guest list, too. He's got people talking Bears. He's got people talking football. Sammy knows his stuff, obviously on the gambling tip, but much more than that as well. Should be a very good show.
Tyler, you said you had something for us. What you got?
I do. So if you guys saw the game last night, Troy and Joe did a great call. And a Rams linebacker, which you can say is Landman or Landman, but Troy and Joe had a good time trying to decide how to actually pronounce his last name.
Okay.
Play action and Cousins under heavy pressure by Nate Landman, a former Atlanta Falcon. Forces that early quick throw, and it's incomplete.
Well, Landman, he has had a great year. And Matthew Bergeron, the left guard, is who's trying to block him, and he just gets right past him. Cousins, he has no choice but to just unload the football. And Nate Landman, he just keeps getting better and better and better. He was with Atlanta last year. In fact, he was a locker mate to Kirk Cousins, one of Cousins' best friends on the team. They elected not to re-sign him. He lands in L.A., and he's had a great year for him.
Algier in the backfield. He gets it over the right side, and on second and 10 gets two. That's it. So you're going Landman. You're going Landman. I know you're friends with Taylor Sheridan, so you're just skipping the Landman thing.
Great. Well, and he likes being called Landman. Great show, great linebacker, great name. I mean, you just it all ties together. The interesting thing, guess what his sister's name is?
I'm not even going to try.
Ocean Landman, and she was a swimmer at Oregon State. So there you go.
That's outstanding.
Ocean Landman.
That's pretty cool, actually.
I mean, you got to go Landman. When your first name's Ocean, you can't be Ocean Landman. It's Landman. Buck's right. He's correct.
I expect to see Troy in season 3 of Landman.
Well, probably.
If they can get out of their own way, because season 2 has been a nightmare.
Has it?
I loved season 1 so much. And then as soon as season 2 opened, I'm like, already? We're already getting a lecture. Already. Hmm. Like 2 minutes into the episode, and we're already getting a lecture from Billy Bob.
Yeah, well, that's kind of his thing, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
On the show.
It is, but it's like...
Too early.
Can I settle into the season?
No, apparently not.
Apparently not.
Apparently not. Landman, Buck was so good last night.
He's Hall of Famer.
I mean, calling out Jared Verse's wave to the sideline in real time as it was happening.
Threw up the deuces.
Oh, my God. Was that funny. There was a lot of good stuff in that game. A lot of good stuff on this show.
I agree.
This show has been very strange and enjoyable. And delightful, and I think you learned a little something along the way, too.
Good job by the texter. You're right. Buck, he missed the opportunity to come back with Ake Man.
That's absolutely right.
That's a good pull by you, 224.
Yeah.
We'll have to suggest that to Buck to start the next broadcast. Like, all right, Aikman. Aikman.
Yeah, I did miss that chance.
We will be back doing this thing again. We are not off until we are done tomorrow.
Tomorrow is going to be an epic show, by the way.
Yeah, Matt Forte was like, hey, I was out in Nowheresville, so I couldn't get to you guys.
Yeah.
How about tomorrow? We're like, hell yeah. So he'll be on the show tomorrow.
What else, Tyler? Who else we got? People?
Manly at 2:45. We got
Coach.
Coach at 3. Or no, 4.
Dave Wanstead at 4?
We can figure out the times. Whatever.
Yeah, 5, it's, whatever. So, Chris Emma?
At some point.
And then we're going to figure out a time with Chris Emma, because he's going to be doing updates, too.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He'll be in the building, so you can walk on over.
Good.
Exactly. So, for Tyler, for my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support. You show the show every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor tomorrow, full boat show, with some great guests to get you ready for the new year here on The Score. Sammy P is next.
All right, I got to go here, guys. I got something.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.